Students in the after-school violin program gather at the concerned Ecumenical Ministry Building on Lafayette Avenue for their violin lessons. Last December, we visited this program where about 28 children were participating. But now, program leader Virginia Barron, a classical host at our sister station, WNED-FM, says the $20,000 grant is a major boost for the music program, and they'll be growing to 50 students.
And it's going to allow us to hire more teachers and to buy some more violins. We are, I think, dependable now. We've been going at it and very committed to bringing this program to the kids, and we've been taking them on all sorts of outreach programs. We've got a lot of publicity, and a lot of people are signing on and donating instruments to us and wanting to know how they can help. So having the Buffalo Community Foundation say, okay, we'll recognize that these folks are doing a job worth doing, and it's just, we're so grateful to them.
The program is now in its third year, and what makes Buffalo Strings work so unique is many of the children represent several different countries.
And the kids come from, I think we have 7 or 8 different countries represented, Myanmar, Thailand, Nepal, Bangladesh, Somalia, and probably a few more.
20 are from West Buffalo Charter School, ages 5 to 10. Other students are from the International School 45. And soon, 12 new students will be arriving.
3 of them are going to be cellists. We have cellos. We got a wonderful gift from Sportsman America Foundation last year to buy 2 cellos.
There is now a waiting list for at least 35 more students.
We're packed. We're, at capacity, which is a great place to be. And I think they see both to learn music and the benefits that can do. There's so many studies about learning language and learning music that it can really help both the disciplines and just the social aspect of it. And we're also trying now this year to include a lot of folk songs from everybody's countries. So we have a Nepali folk song and a Karen folk song and a wonderful Somalian dance. So we're doing more of that now to incorporate some of the Western songs, but also songs from their various countries.
Buffalo String Works is free of charge to the students. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.